All right. Guys that did not practice today, Shane Ray, Jordan Norwood, Shaq, limited Peyton Emmanuel, full practice Ronnie, CJ, DeMarcus, Owen, Ryan Harris. Let's see. You guys probably asked me about Jordan Norwood. Might be a dad about right now. So he's at the hospital with his wife. So that's where he's at today. So hopefully he's back tomorrow. That's where we're at today.
So it's not the hamstring's okay?
Well, he probably wouldn't have practiced anyway, but his wife went into labor this morning, so I haven't talked to him since. So,
Coach, was Peyton more involved or differently involved today?
Well, we kind of a little bit different program. He's going to do some things on Wednesday. He's still not going to throw, though. You know, so he took part in practice, about half the practice, and mostly the run game and checks and stuff like that. So,
your thoughts on Vernon Davis and how he looked?
Great to have him be a part of our team. Got a lot of respect for him. Been very successful in this business. I mean, we all know the type of player he is. He can run. We got him involved today on some things. Hope to have him suited up and ready to go on Sunday. So I know he can help us, and we're excited to have him part of our team.
How much might we see of him on Sunday?
I don't know. It's about the progress we got to make each day, and we had a good day today. Brian spent a good day with him yesterday. A lot of our verbiage makes sense to him from some of his West Coast days, West Coast offensive days stuff. So I think we can make up some quick ground, but it's our job as coaches to make sure he's in a comfortable position come Sunday.
What do you like about a potential three tight end package? I know that's something you've done.
Yeah, I mean, it can calm the game down some, we've been playing a lot of three and four wides, and some of the looks you get in nickel and stuff can get exotic and those type of things. And when you're able to play against some base defense, it kind of calms the game down sometime for you offensively. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how much ground he can make up. But we've got a good group now and able to keep Richard here too, So we've got a good group to work with and a lot more options to work with.
How much does the multiple tight ends help the run game?
It helps a lot. It helps your edges. Anytime you're playing in too tight, your tackles get some help, So there's a lot of things that balances the defense, those type of things. So, it still gets down to what we're going to do well, what we're going to do best. That's what we're going to go do. But we've got a chance right now to make up some ground in that area, I think.
So do you get caught up in trade deadline potential deals, or you just wait until they're done?
No, John and those guys deal with that. I was busy with the Colts yesterday and putting a game plan together and getting ready to play. So John's always he's competitive, always trying to make this team better, and did a great job yesterday of helping us out there at the tight end position.
Coach, with the pursuit of Joe Thomas, maybe people might read in between the lines that you're concerned at left tackle.
Well, I think with us it was about the injuries we've had, Mike. It's been a tough road. We've lost two guys. Ryan got nicked on us for about 2 weeks, wasn't able to practice. So, and there's a long way to go. I don't think we were the only team that had some interest in Joe. He's a great player. So, we got our guys, and we need to keep working, keep getting better, and hopefully we can stay healthy.
Coach, you mentioned Barry. Does he have an injury?
Who's that?
Shaq Barry.
Toe. He's got a toe. Is a little swelling, and so we just gave him the day today. He should be back tomorrow.
Coach, I'll just come wasn't for you to see Derek get the defensive player of the week. It's the third guy to get it, but after he missed his first four games and come back and make an impact.
Yeah. I tell you, turn the film on, man. He played, super. Obviously, we played really good defensively, but he was special. His best game of the year. So when you get an honor like that, everybody else is watching that film too. So it tells you how well he played. But they're proud of Derek. I think the best thing I can say about Derek, when you miss a month as a coach, you're scared to death of how a guy's going to come back. But Derek took care of his business, and he came back. He was ready to play.
Coach, this team's coming off a big win. They lost to the Colts last year. How important is attitude, that chip on their shoulder? Or are there enough veterans that's not a big deal?
Well, I think we're doing a good job right now of focusing on each week. I told the guys just a few minutes ago after practice, one of the things we did the other night, we played very fast as a team, and we carried that over to practice today. We practiced very fast, so they understand. They know we're playing a great football team. It's got a lot of new additions from last year, and they were in a championship game last year. So, and we're probably playing at one of the toughest places to play in this league. So we understand that. We're good and focused today. It doesn't. They got the same guys, same group, and the same group that's been very successful here over the course of the last few years. So a lot of weapons, Pro Bowl quarterback, one of the top quarterbacks in the league. And when you go do it there, it makes it even tougher because it's a nice, quiet environment for them. So our guys are focused on who they have to play. That's the most most important thing. I'm sorry.
Play action was good for over 150 yards on Sunday. Is that that aspect of the offense now where you want it to be?
Well, I mean, if we run the ball, we should make big plays throwing the ball. So that's very important, and that's happened for us here the last few weeks. So hopefully we can stay committed to running it, and, you know, and if we do that and Peyton pulls it out of somebody's belly, then we should have some places to go down the field with it. So that, you know, that's part of what we want to do and just need to continue to improve.
Gary brought up luck. What's different? I mean, you're seeing, everybody's seeing a different quarterback this year as opposed to what you've seen in the past. What are you seeing on film?
Well, it's a long way to go. I mean, he's the same player. He makes all, he threw for 200-something yards in the fourth quarter the other night. So, it's a tough league. And, you know, sometimes you go through some battles of a few weeks, and but great players like himself keep going, and they find their way out of things and work their way out of things. But we know how explosive he is. We know about the weapons that he has. And like I said, when you go down there to do it with his cadence and all those type of things, it makes it even tougher for us defensively.
Virgil and Owen just had their best games catching the ball. Yeah. What's the plan in terms of spreading around, keeping everybody involved?
Well, the biggest thing with getting Vernon is, I mean, we were surviving with two tight ends. You know, we got Richard here 2 weeks ago. You know, he's been about eight practices, but we were surviving with Owen and Virgil, and Owen gets hurt in Cleveland. So we had a little problem on our hands. So if anything, it settles us down. We've got a really good group now, and we should be able to keep everybody going for the long haul.
Is there any concern about the knee injury that kept him out earlier this season?
Who's that?
Vernon?
No concern at all, and looked very good today.
A few more for the coach?
Coach, you coach a lot of really good players. Where's Andre Johnson rank on that list?
Oh, God. He's way up there. I know that. He's one of my favorites I've ever coached. Great person, the ultimate worker. What a career he's had. So just very proud of him, you know, and still going. And look forward to seeing him this weekend. But very, very proud of him. Enjoy coaching.
You mentioned those big plays in the offense. It seemed like DT was on the end of those. How did you see him rebound this past week?
Yeah, I think the thing with DT is we got DT going early. You know, that was important in the game. And you know, I think he's feeling better. He went through a couple weeks here. He wasn't feeling real good. So I think he freshened up over the bye and looked really good in practice today. But I think he's playing at a high level.
Okay,
have a good day.